There's a possibility that Jackie Lambie could return to her seat in the Senate. The Tasmanian has renounced her British citizenship, which saw her disqualified and forced to resign under Section 44 of the Constitution. It turns out the man who's set to replace Ms. Lambie may be ineligible to sit in the Senate because he's a local mayor. And with no one else in the party keen to stand, it opens the way for Jackie Lambie to return to Canberra. From Hobart, Felicity Ogilvie reports.
The Dean of Law at the University of New South Wales, Professor George Williams, has joined other constitutional law experts in warning that Steve Martin may not be eligible to sit in the Senate. Mr. Martin is the Mayor of Devonport, and that could disqualify him from Parliament under Section 44 of the Constitution for profiting under the Crown.
Well, the High Court has certainly said that public servants, school teachers and the like are disqualified, but they've never had to look at the case of someone who works for local government. That's a different type of issue that would raise a major test point in the High Court. It's really not clear which way it would go, and it's fair to say there's very significant uncertainty as to whether a local councillor like Steve Martin can sit in the Federal Parliament.
Professor Williams says the newly installed Green Senator Andrew Bartlett could also be disqualified due to his work at a university.
My view is that there's significant doubt about the eligibility both of Steve Martin and of Andrew Bartlett. I think the wisest course is for this to be resolved, to restore public confidence, and that both should have their matters determined by the High Court.
Yesterday, Jackie Lambie was talking up the prospect of Steve Martin taking her seat.
I would expect Steve Martin will stand up into that position and therefore I will wait and see how the roll of the dice is over the next few months, because it is absolute turmoil sitting up there in that house right now.
Steve Martin was going to hold a press conference today announcing his future. Instead, he has gone quiet. Jackie Lambie's office says Mr. Martin is, quote, taking time out to consider the decision before him. The ABC's election analyst Anthony Green explains the process to fill Jackie Lambie's Senate seat.
The Court of Disputed Returns will supervise a recount. They'll distribute Jackie Lambie's preferences and do the count again. And that count will elect Steve Martin. Now, whether there's an issue of qualification or whether he chooses to take that seat or not is another matter entirely, but the recount will elect him.
What happens if he can't or won't take up that Senate seat?
Well, it's a different situation there. If he chooses not to, and his qualification isn't questioned, then the vacancy would become a casual vacancy in the Tasmanian Parliament, would appoint a replacement. Now, that, oddly enough, maybe Jackie Lambie herself, having sorted out citizenship, but if not her, then anybody who's part of the Jackie Lambie network could fill that position if he doesn't take it up. The problem would be if he was ruled disqualified, and then it's probably another recount. It's unclear. We haven't had that. There may be some guidance given that with the Holly Hughes case yesterday, but the High Court as yet hasn't specified how that vacancy should be filled.
Under a recount, do you know where the numbers are likely to fall? One Nation polled quite well. Are they a potential to get a seat, or would it simply fall to the third person on the Jackie Lambie ticket?
It would flow down the ticket to the third person. I mean, Jackie Lambie got roughly a quota in her own right with ticket votes, and those votes flow straight down the ticket, so there'd be no difficulty the second or the third person being elected.
The third person on Jackie Lambie's ticket at the last election doesn't want to go into politics anymore, so that leaves the possibility of Ms. Lambie returning to the Senate. She says she renounced her British citizenship on Tuesday.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.